This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Governor Jared Polis continued his opposition to Colorado's statewide income tax during his State of the State address yesterday. Income tax has dropped about 0.2% since Polis took office in 2019.
With healthy budget surpluses from our strong economy, we should further reduce the income tax rate for everyone while doubling down on relief for working families with policies like expanding the earned income tax credit. We have the tools to save people money. Let's get it done.
Coloradans received $750 Tabor refunds last year. And thanks to a budget surplus, refunds are projected to continue during the coming years. And Republicans are praising this push by Polis to lower the income tax. But Democratic Representative Jennifer Bacon of Denver is more cautious.
So when we're talking about minimizing property and income tax, we also have to talk about what is it that the state won't continue to do. You know, everybody wants to keep as much money as they can, but they also demand excellent schools, great roads, more, you know, rangers in our parks.
Democratic Representative Jennifer Bacon. A new state program has reduced the state's long wait list for court-ordered mental health treatment. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Hundreds of mentally ill people facing criminal charges are waiting months in jails for an inpatient bed so they can potentially be competent enough to stand trial. But a new state program has restored competency for a few dozen of these people in jail, and state officials are calling that a success. Some mental health advocates, though, worry about jail-based restoration programs and think very sick people do better outside of a jail setting. The program is funded by the federal government and pairs people in the criminal justice system with people who can teach them basic legal knowledge and skills to communicate with an attorney. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Find the latest on what's going on around Colorado at CPR.org.